1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the third time in a week, something has been shot down from the skies of North America. This time, Canadian territory, but a U.S. jet.
Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled, and a U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object.
The object was downed approximately 100 miles from the Canada-United States border over Canadian territory in central Yukon.
On Friday, U.S. officials say President Biden gave the order for an F-22 to shoot down a separate object flying over Alaska's icy northern coast. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
And so more about that Alaskan shootdown now. Here's correspondent Christina Ruffini.
Success.
The F-22 fighter jet shot down the unidentified floating object about the size of a small car off the frozen coast of Alaska Friday on the order of the president.
That's the best description we have right now. We do not know who owns it.
The White House says the latest aerial intruder was floating at an altitude about 40,000 feet and had no maneuverability, posing a threat to civilian aviation.
In the quake-stricken regions of Turkey and Syria, the catastrophe just gets worse. The death toll now estimated above 28,000.
In hard-hit Adana, babies and small children received treatment at a hospital in the southeastern city. Most were plucked from the ruins by rescue workers, but lost in the chaos were their names. With no one yet to claim them, the fear now is the earthquake has robbed these babies of their parents and quite possibly their identities too. We know what area she was found in and how she got here, Dr. Kesslin says, but don't have any address.
Correspondent MTS Tayyab in South Turkey. Now to Arizona as the clock ticks down to Super Sunday, Kansas City of the AFC versus Philadelphia of the NFC, Super Bowl 57.
Phoenix is jammed with football fans, obviously, many of them from Philadelphia and Kansas City. We found this very confident Kansas City fan.
Chiefs! Woo! The Chiefs.
No doubt.
I can't doubt the Chiefs.
Philadelphia fans are represented here as well.
We just want to see it in person and be there. And even if they win or lose, we're here for them. And it's a Philly thing.
If you don't have a ticket, they are still available. But the cheapest ticket on the secondary market right now is costing a bit more than $3,000. Steve Futterman, CBS News, covering the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
Now, one thing that the long TV broadcast will not have is a halftime interview with President Biden. He and Fox not quite on the same wavelength. It will have Rihanna headlining a much-awaited halftime show. At Cape Canaveral within the past hour, the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket to take dozens of internet communication satellites into Earth orbit. This is CBS News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-935-7267.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 21. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows level off around 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Sunny skies Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Yes, it was me. So lock me up, throw away the key and go. Don't you ever let me go.
So I scrambled three. She wanted four.
She wanted four.
So now I'm driving back to the good old Piggly Wiggly. And her belly aches. And now she feels fine. She don't like her. So she wants mine. Just like Wisconsin weather. She can never make her. She was always saying, show me the world, sweet bold plain. She said, take me home,
take me home.
I miss my daddy, back in out of Gaming County. She wants to get it going, and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave, and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather. And she loves me so. Just wait 5 minutes. And she's so cold. Just like Wisconsin weather. She can never make up a better mind.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Listening Party, a world premiere here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
The name of that song is called Three Eggs, Wisconsin Weather. And it's my new favorite song.
Oh,
I love it.
Goodness, man. Jimmy.
The album is called Been a Long Time Coming. It's due out soon. I don't know when, and there will be a Listening Party here. Oh. On Max Inc. Radio, we'll get the Listening Party in studio and either play live or have a chat with them. And wow, what a great album. The first song that we played off that album, where's it at here? Same Old Problems.
Yeah, that was really good too. Wow, what a fun band.
And they're from Milwaukee.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay, well, we're going to look forward to their visit.
Listening Party, look them up. Mm-hmm. They're really awesome. Hello, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
I'm fluttered from the Listening Party, I guess.
You know, I can't blame you, actually. Right. That was really fun.
Yeah. Rocker, we got more fun coming up. What's on the schedule here, man?
Jimmy, music makes a difference. Bill Zoar, he's going to be in here after 7:30. They're putting on a free show for Black History Month at the Majestic Theater on February 18th, and we're going to hear all about that show and what they're doing. Buffalo Nichols is going to be talking with Terry Barr after 8:30. Mm-hmm. And Michael Massey, he's going to be right here in the Devil's Lair. He's a local composer. He went rogue. He's become an author. And tonight, Michael will perform live in the studio and talk about his brand new book and a new band. That's all 9 p.m. And then Max Inc. with Jimmy K.
Taking over Max Inc.
Coming up 10 p.m. to midnight.
Look out.
Sitting in for the old rocker.
844-967-2789 if you want to call and be part of our show, or just call up and chant for us. We'd love to hear that, too. I want to say hello to those of you listening to in Oshkosh on Civic Media, WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3. That's air support. And also to our listeners in Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay. Hello,
Ooh,
everybody.
Hello, Green Bay. WGBW 97.9 FM and everybody on the Civic Media app. So Terry, you have some bar notes for us.
Couple bar notes for you. Yes. Okay, for those of us who have a soft spot for what was the Boss Meadery, anybody, musicians, many from all over the place played at Boss Meadery in their Boss Hall, the building is now demolished.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
They saved the front part of the building because
better.
Yeah, right.
That's how we do things now.
You're going to build around it.
Right. Well, it's better than nothing, I guess. Yes. But talking to Colleen Boss, now, in case you didn't know, the Boss Meadery building, East Wash, one of the thoroughfares, of course, to the Capitol in Madison. Now, Colleen tells me she is still searching for a new location. They've put in some offers, they've done some dealings, and nothing so far has come to fruition. But you know what I'm loving about this? Everybody is telling her the minute you find a spot, and if you need help, painting, decorating, whatever you need, because everybody wants to get it open so fast, everybody is willing to go and help her. Now, that's a community.
That's going to be one heck of an open house when that happens.
Whoa, no kidding.
You know.
And all the bands are already like right. sending her messages and saying, we want to play. We want that first date. We want to be there.
We're booked out for a year, but we don't have a place yet.
I know. Okay, have you heard about Hoozles at the Lakes? Rise to Music Competition. We are a sponsor. Yes, we are.
I saw a post about that on Facebook.
Absolutely. And we don't even have to do anything. They just said, you guys want to be part of it? Okay. But this is the cool thing. We get to let all the musicians know that the Rise to Music site to register to participate this summer is now live. So if you are interested, Hoozles, it's Hoozels, risetomusic.com. Sign yourself up. And if you think you've got talent to share, you can win a whole bunch of cool stuff. This actually starts happening June, July in the Nakusa area. Mm. They had 30-something participants last year from all over the state.
There's a good winery up in Nakusa.
Oh, so maybe time to go check this out and that.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. The Midwest Music Fest lineup has just been announced, and our friends in the People Brothers Band.
Oh, yeah.
One of the headliners. And this thing keeps growing every year. They've moved it now to two different dates, two different cities. So they have a spring one that is in Winona, Minnesota, right across from La Crosse. And then the fall one is in La Crosse. And we know Charlie Boy. Remember our yes. very oh, yeah. young, hip, yep. cool friends from Charlie Boy out of Baraboo? They are also in the lineup. So congratulations. I hear it can be pretty tough to get picked because they do pick a lot of not from here bands. So way to go to the People Brothers, of course. And Charlie Boy, their first big festival.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
They are really great. Yeah. I enjoyed their performance here in the Devil's Lair
the podcast,
just a couple weeks ago.
The podcast is up at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. radio page.
Oh, wonderful. And that's your bar notes, at least for right now. I'm always finding more for you.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Yes!
Maybe we'll pry a couple more out next hour. Okay. Maybe not. Music on the way from after August. We'll do some Quarterstone. That sounds familiar, rocker. And this is brand new music.
Caught me by surprise.
Brand new music from the Mascot Theory. Ooh, check this out. Yeah. I Need You on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable. Cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, cause I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? Cause I need you, I need you. I kept my diamonds from a pile of bones. Sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, cause I need you.
Safe Radio, radio for the people.
captain of the band. And do the best that you can. After you've been up and down and all around, you know where you stand. Cause in life, darling, you've got to both to lose and win.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's a bit of a throwback right there. Cornerstone.
Tell us more.
Wow, that is a throwback.
That's from 2001, and the name of the song is called Blues to Win Rock.
Well, it goes back earlier in 2001, Jimmy. I think that was recorded probably in 92, I think that was. That was recorded at Randy Green's recording studio. By Randy, and it was produced by Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, no way.
Randy did a lot of the stuff, but Clyde was hanging out with us the whole time.
while
recording, so, you know, hey, Clyde produced it.
Yes, he did.
He got in the credits on that one. And then
were you drumming?
That's me on drums.
Weren't you nervous to play and Clyde's hanging around?
Oh, I mean, back in those days, we hung out with Clyde a lot.
I love these stories.
He was, Cornerstone, we were playing it up on King Street at what was... like the Chamber and that bar there. And now I think it's Wolf's right now.
Yeah.
And we were playing there and our guitar player was only like 17. And the crazy thing was that we were a Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of Hendrix tribute band, but he was like 15 and he saw Stevie Ray Vaughan's last show and he was like, I want to play like that guy. And then Stevie Ray died.
Yep.
But so he was like, it was just unbelievable. And right at that time when Stevie was just huge and he was only 17 years old. So my mom, his mom lived in Illinois somewhere. So my mom used to come to the shows and pretend like she was his mom.
Oh!
So that like he could be able to play in the bars and stuff. So it was pretty funny.
Mama
and,
Rocker, sassy thing.
It's not a fib because Mama Rocker is everybody's mom.
Yeah, she's kind of adopted everybody, right. Which is a good thing. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, yep. So that was Cornerstone, and that was a pretty fun band. Philly on bass, just a three-piece. We really kicked a lot of butt back then.
Yeah, and, sounded great.
Cool song to hear.
Yes, fun
we heard
story.
After August, before that.
Yeah.
They used to be.
I know. I forgot now. The
Getaway Drivers.
Yes, thank you.
They were just here.
Yep. See, look at. We already have their new name in our heads, so that's good.
August. Let's see. We got stuff coming up here. We got Music Makes a Difference with Bill Zohr coming up in just a couple of minutes. I need to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by thespaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of your favorite local bands. Get all the details at thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. I just joined up with Weikert Realtors Lake Point on Atwood Avenue. Join us for an open house and art show on Thursday, February 23rd with free snacks and liquid refreshments. Six local artists are featured, including Catherine Capilaro from Disco Superstars VO5. It's the Weikert Realtors Lake Point Open House and Art Show, 2045 Atwood Avenue, February 23rd. For more information, find us at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Raised wrung out of my tidy white, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. On the order of the Canadian Prime Minister, a Joint Command U.S. jet shot down yet another flying object. Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand.
The object was downed approximately 100 miles from the Canada-United States border over Canadian territory in central Yukon.
This just a day after another still unidentified device shoot down off the coast of Alaska and a week after that Chinese balloon. In Turkey and Syria, after recent earthquakes, now more than 28,000 people are reported dead. The BBC's Tom Bateman is in hard-hit Adana, Turkey.
In the city of Antakya, a two-month-old baby was pulled alive from the rubble nearly 130 hours after the quake. In Karaman Marash, a 70-year-old woman was rescued from the remains of her home.
Ahead of the Super Bowl.
I just placed my first official bet, Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
You care a lot more, especially with families and wives betting against
each other. So it goes. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Won't leave me alone. It's 2,000. sitting on a darker bay, wasting time.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, but we also play Otis Redding. You know?
It's so good.
It is.
It is so good.
And I guess for obvious reasons, we can kind of say Otis is local right now. It's very sad for that reason, but we can say that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. And Rocker, you're going to say hello to our next guest.
Jimmy, music makes a difference, and it's a nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to supporting musicians, venues, and local charities. This Saturday, February 18th, Music Makes a Difference is celebrating Black Music Month at the Majestic Theater in Madison with a free show. A stellar lineup of local musicians will be paying tribute to legends such as Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder, Prince, and many others, including Otis Redding, who tragically died in a plane crash into Madison's Lake Monona in the winter of 1967. On the phone with us from Colorado is founder of Music Makes a Difference, Bill Zohr. Bill, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Yay.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you guys very much. Hey, hey, it's been a while, Terry. Nice to hear your voice.
I know yours, too. I'm so happy you could join us. This show sounds phenomenal. Way to go.
We are really excited to be a part of this this show, and it's always great to be at some of the bigger venues in town, like to be at the Majestic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal for Music Makes a Difference. We're a little music promotion organization, so for us to be on the marquee at the Majestic, that's a home run.
Beautiful.
So for those of our listeners who are not at all familiar, tell us about Bill Zohr and Music Makes a Difference, and what inspired you to create it?
All right. Well, it's not so much about Bill Zohr, and the reason he's in Colorado is because he's just on a little vacation.
Good for you.
can we put a shopping list in for you, Bill?
Jimmy K.
Yeah. Lived in Oshkosh, graduated from UW-Madison, lived in Madison a long time, loved the city. And the way Music Makes a Difference got started is I had just gone through a divorce and was kind of thinking, like, all right, what's going to happen in this next chapter of my life? I got a little bit of time on my hands. And I had started volunteering at a homeless drop-in shelter at Bethel Lutheran Church downtown, and they were looking to do a fundraiser and asked if I could help out with it. And I'm thinking, all right, what's a good way to bring people together? People love music. And this little germ of an idea got born of, like, I could do this a lot, right? Bring people together for music. Often people like to, you know, donate, you know, have a free will offering, and to be able to tie it into a local charity that we're supporting. I just thought it was a win-win-win type of thing. Had no idea. I'm not in the music industry. I'm not a musician. I'm not talented in that way. But I've always loved going to all the venues in Madison, seeing all the great live music. And I just thought, hey, jump out of the nest and see if you can fly. And there were a lot of people that have helped me. Beth Killey, who's in multiple bands and is just a total music talent in town, you know, kind of connected me with some of the venues, and it grew organically. We are an actual 501c3 nonprofit organization, and to do that, you actually have to have a board of directors, which I was like, geez, I just thought I was going to do a little something myself. But I have eight super talented, dedicated volunteer board members that all bring different talents to the table. And we've been doing this since 2017. It's not something we do once a month. If we can host, you know, 5 to 6 shows a year, we think that's a good year. COVID kind of knocked us backwards a little bit, but we pivoted and we did some online. We did a Battle of the Bands online and pushed $24,000 into local bands in our community.
Wow.
And then when COVID continued, we also did what was called a Complete the Song contest, where we paid some certain artists to actually develop a song, write a lyric, a melody, and a first phrase of a song. And then we had other contestants then finish the song, and that was a great thing. And I think that brought in another $15,000 for local musicians. So it's just been fun to get to be a part of the local music community, and that's what we're about. And as part of that, we always, at every one of our shows, we sponsor one local charity. And it varies from environmental groups to social services like homeless communities. It's been great to meet with all different kinds of organizations and push money their way while also jamming with great musicians and bringing the community together. So that's kind of what it's all been about.
It's the best of everything. Wow. Okay, so this Saturday, tell us about the show. It's Saturday, February 18th at the Majestic Theater in Madison. Music Makes a Difference, celebrating Black music. Tell us more about this and what you hope people get from this.
Okay, well, so Kevin Wilmot II, who is the lead singer with Don't Mess With Cupid,
yes,
approached me
fabulous.
Back in December about this potential show. We had hosted a local talent showcase, and Don't Mess With Cupid was the headliner with that. Mm. And so through that, I got to know Kevin on a personal basis. I'd been familiar with the band and his music, but he approached me saying he was going to try and put this show together, and would Music Makes a Difference like to be a part of it? Well, the board of Music Makes a Difference jumped all over it because it was checking a lot of boxes for us. One, it was doing something at the Majestic, and it was trying to help us diversify. You know, we've done a lot in the Americana genre and country genre, but we had not really stepped out into the Black artistry, and there's such a rich history of great music in all genres within the Black community. And when Kevin brought this idea, we're like, yes, we want to be a part of it. So there will be multiple bands with Don't Mess With Cupid is kind of like the core of it, but there will also be other great musicians as part of it. And the local charity that we're going to be supporting hosts the Juneteenth event that will be in June of 2023. And the organization, and I don't butcher this name, but it's Kujichagulia, they sponsored Juneteenth last year. It's a full day event, and we said let's target them as our charity that we're going to support. So Music Makes a Difference through our own dollars, we will be supporting them, and then also at the show, it's a free show because we don't want to have any barriers to entry for anybody who wants to be a part of this. It's a free show, but if people want to make a goodwill donation, all of that money is going to go to this organization, Kujichagulia, which, again, is going to be hosting the Juneteenth celebration this coming June.
Excellent.
And then we mentioned that Don't Mess With Cupid, they're going to be playing Otis Redding.
Yeah.
But tell us about some of the other performers. I see Rob DZ is playing, plus special guest appearance from Mandela Barnes. Tell us about some of these people.
Yeah, so it's I have to tip of a hat here to Kevin Wilmot II, who is, again, associated with Don't Mess With Cupid. Mm. He's the one who brought all these great musicians together. So Rob DZ is going to be there, Raquel Ailman, Juicy Monroe, Soup from Supa and Friends, Eli Blakely, DJ Phil Money, and then, as you said, Mandela Barnes is going to show up. So, as you know, if some people don't remember, Mandela ran for U.S. Senate, and this is not a political thing. He's not going to get up here talking about, you know, running for anything.
Mm-hmm. It's about music.
It's gonna be about,
totally.
They're going to talk to him. Yeah, they're going to talk to him as like, What influence has Black music had on your life? I mean, this is a celebration of Black music and the musicians that bring this rich, plethora of music to us. And that's what I like about the lineup. It's diverse. I mean, all genres are going to be there, but man, especially with Don't Mess With Cupid, the soul music that they bring.
Oh, they're so good.
It's going to have grooving and moving.
Also, yeah. Kevin's a big Chiefs fan, too, so he's partying this weekend.
Oh, now you're bringing football into
this. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for putting this show together.
Yay.
You're a superhero. This is going to be fantastic. This is happening Saturday, February 18th at the Majestic Theater here in Madison. Music Makes a Difference.
7 p.m. Free.
Ooh, people love free.
Thank you so much for giving me a little time here to talk about something that we love. And, mm-hmm. yeah, we hope the whole Madison community turns out for it. It'll be great.
And hey. You're across the state right now, so who knows where people are going to come for this show.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll bring all the Rocky Mountain High people with me.
Woohoo!
Hey, Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll send you that shopping list, okay?
So, all right, you bet.
Some more orders yeah, ready for you.
All right, see you.
Bye.
Man on the scene can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action, speech lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? My dime mile for loving, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light the count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. In store, then I get through throwing it on you. You got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by for loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the count, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes I am.
Maxique Radio, we are local music. Make music. Madison makes music difference. It's a celebrating black music here in Madison. Majestic Theater, Saturday, February 18th. Let's do one more song to celebrate the event.
Yeah.
us on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and
WFHR
Human Services.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.